Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Chase Carter. He's a kicker currently for the Utah Utes and a former Pella Dutch member, a graduate of Pella High School and Knoxville native. Chase, first of all, congratulations on playing some Division I football. I know that you had four great years at Morningside. Let our listeners know a little bit about your journey to Utah and how your career ended at Morningside.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It's been a little bit of a wild transition to Morningside. Obviously, I'm super thankful for Morningside. I had some really successful and fun seasons there and got to kick a lot of field goals and kickoffs there. It kind of was a rapid transition over this summer. I actually played spring ball at Morningside, planning on going to my fifth year there. And I was in contact with a few coaches here at Utah, and it just so happened to work out that they kind of had a kickoff opening per se. And so I came out and kicked at their camp, and then it was a pretty fast moving process into moving out here right away after that. And then starting lifting. I mean, I was only here for about a month or so before fall camp started. So yeah.
Well, and now, like you said, a big opportunity for you to move on and play football at one of the highest levels possible in the country. What has that experience been like for you making that transition? Knowing, again, Morningside had awesome tradition, but you're still ultimately playing in small towns in Iowa and South Dakota and Nebraska. I'm guessing it's a little bit different when you're on a stage, say, against Baylor in Florida and UCLA and some of these elite programs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty crazy experience being out on the field with that many fans, having 50,000 fans or so watching. Obviously, it's a change, but and the speed too of the game is a little bit different. But you realize that even coming from a small town and stuff, there are athletes that can definitely make it. It's just a matter of exposure and just having that connection and the ability to really have a chance to prove yourself. But no, it's been great. Those big games like Florida and whatnot, yeah, just being able to go out there and kick off with all the fans around, it's a pretty cool experience. So, yeah.
Well, and you obviously played football at a pretty high level, but on a smaller scale for Pella in your last couple of years, and then grew up in Knoxville. So, you know, I'm not sure if anything at that level necessarily prepares you, but what's it been like now to kind of look back at your growth and development from being a small kid and dreaming of playing football to now being on this big stage? And how did your experiences growing up in Knoxville and Pella kind of shape what you believe you become as an athlete and maybe even as a person?
Yeah, coming from the smaller school, definitely, I feel like I had a great experience at Knoxville and Pella, especially with Coach Mack. And I feel like I've been able to have really good head coaches at every school I've been at so far. And he definitely helps prepare you for the college level and the pressure that's applied to really perform while everyone's watching. I've just really been like fortunate with having those different coaches and it's different playing at a high school level and stuff, but no, I've been able to grow a lot, especially having the help of Austin Eartham, and he really showed me, like, really paved the road for me for developing my skills, so I was really lucky there too.
Well, and how fond are you of the process of what you accomplished at Morningside, and how did that even set you up for the success you're able to have on kickoffs? I know you're not kicking field goals or point after tries necessarily, but at the same time, you were playing football at a pretty high level at Morningside, and I'm guessing there is definitely a gap in terms of athleticism, but I'm sure it's a little bit closer than maybe even you realized, or what's that been like?
Yeah, at Morningside, it was always the goal of just, I feel like, just kicking touchbacks, trying to kick the ball as far as possible. I definitely had some good guidance there as they had similar goals to here. And I don't think people realize it quite as often. Like, I know there are some athletes that I've played with even at Morningside that definitely should have a shot at this level. Like, I think that the skill gap per se can be smaller than people realize sometimes. And it's pretty cool. So,
well, and you still have a lot of season left, and this is, I believe, your final year of eligibility. Correct me if I'm wrong. So when you look at this process, and you've got, you're at USC, of course, you're going to be on big television there, right? And at versus Oregon and at Washington, and you got top 10 teams who are going to be playing for the playoff. How excited are you to really test your skills against those elite programs? And what are you looking forward to most about this season with Utah and getting that experience?
Oh, those games will be electric. I know some of those stadiums can get insanely loud and there's a lot of fans, but it's more just being able to prove yourself at the highest level for me. Like I've definitely taken a different path, but now that I'm here, just proving that, you know, I belong here, and that even though everyone has a different path, it can work. It might be harder, but it's possible. And yeah, just being able to prove my skills. And obviously we have one loss, but it's a really rough conference this year. Everyone's really good. So hopefully playoff plans per se. So I know that's a ways from now, but just carry on game by game. So just keep doing my thing. The rest of the team will do great. So.
Well, and for you then, you kind of alluded to it, a mix of your goals and even the teams, but for you, as your football career winds down, at least at this level and with this program, what are the things that you just yourself want to take in and the moments and experiences you want to try and experience before time does run out on your eligibility?
Getting to play at this level and performing well can carry over into the next level, whether it's CFL or NFL or anything. So just trying to do as well as I can to prepare myself. And that's the main goal for me right now. So
that's awesome. That's Chase Carter. He's a Pella High School graduate, Knoxville native, who is playing for the Utah Utes in Division I football in the Pac-12 and has some big games coming up. Chase, it's good to catch up with you. Good to see these students come from our area and have some great success, and wish you all the best. And hopefully you got yourself at worst a fun bowl game coming up this winter and a great season here with Utah.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.